Watch me.
All right, what's wrong?
Carol, you are looking at a woman who is on the very brink of becoming an axe murderess.
Great. You finally found a career to suit your talents.
Keep it up, Carol, and you'll be my first customer. Right after Mrs. Naugatuck. She's trying to hit me up for another raise, the greedy old biddy. She brings it up. Once more, I'm going to cement her teeth together.
Mother, so she's dropping a few hints about a raise. Aren't you overreacting?
Hints, Carol? Hints? She has been driving me crazy all week. This morning, I woke up to find, "Help Naugatuck now," written on the toilet tissue in the upstairs chair.
Understand you. If she is so greedy and so difficult and so unreasonable, why don't you fire her?
What can I do, Carol? I love her. Okay, Carol, you take the high road, I'll take the low road.
Hold it! This demonstration is in your honor, Mum. You're the only one I know who's stingier than a Scotchman.
That is a terrible myth, Mrs. Naugatuck. The Scotch are not stingy.
I know, but you are.
Mrs. Naugatuck, we are in the middle of a terrible inflation. Our economy is a disaster. We must learn to tighten our belts, tighten our purse strings.
If you think I'm going to fall for that malarkey, you should tighten your nuts and bolts.
Carol, please do something. Go and talk to her. Reason with her. Explain to her. And if that doesn't work, go for the throat.
Maud, oh, Maud, Maud, my dynamic, sensational, marvelous Maud. Have I got news for you? Maud, guess what happened to me today? Guess, come on, guess!
Your prunes worked.
Come on, Maud, I'm talking about something really important.
You found a pair of pants that fits you in the seat.
Boy, you don't understand. I'm free. Free! Oh, free! Oh, I am free!
Walter, please, Walter.
Oh, Lord, you're going to be thrilled. Just thrilled. Oh, I can't tell you how I feel. Oh, this is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, come on now, Walter. Try to cheer up.
Maud, you don't understand. I got a call today, Maud. I got a phone call from my ex-wife, Marta. Miserable Marta called. Now think. With all the terrible things that I've ever told you about her, what could happen to her that would make me the happiest man in the world?
The Goodyear blimp fell on her.
Even better than that, Maud. She's getting married again. Married. She went on a singles cruise to Jamaica and finally found herself a rich prince, charming. No more alimony, Maud. After 9 years, no more alimony. No more checks every month. Think of all the money we'll save every year, Maud.
Oh, Walter, Walter, I'm so happy for you. I mean, he works a darn hard for your money. Now you'll be able to enjoy all of it. Walter.
Walter, we're going to be rich. We are.
All right, Mrs. Naugatuck, it's your lucky day, too. Now you can have that cost of living raise you asked for.
Thank you. So the tightwad's finally loosened up. Oh, lovely. I'm going to buy myself 3 new uniforms. I mean, in this thing, I look like just another sex pot.
You know, Mrs. Naugatuck, you constantly amaze me. I just gave you a raise and you call me a tightwad. If I am such a miser, such a monster, why don't you just pack your things and get out?
I couldn't do that. I love her.
Same to you.
What? You want to know why I got us these kimonos? We are going to Japan.
Japan.
Walter, Japan.
That's right.
Walter, we go. Yes. Oh, Walter, I love Japan.
I know.
Walter, I adore Japan.
I know.
Walter, the first song I learned to play on the piano was Chopsticks.
Walter, Carol, if have been a boy, I would have named him Toyota.
Peter, do you realize how long we've been dying to go to the Orient? We're going to experience how the Oriental lives.
Oh, Walter, Mount Fuji, the Ginza, bonsai trees, Buddhist temples. Where will we be staying?
The Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn.
Howard Johnson's was full.
Thank goodness for home, Walter. Listen, could I borrow your car?
Sure. Where's yours?
Well, either Vivian borrowed it or it was stolen. What a terrible thought. There could be a crook driving around with empty plates.
Somehow, Arthur, that doesn't strike me as unusual.
Arthur, the greatest thing that could ever happen to me happened today.
You found a pair of pants that fit you in the seat.
No, Arthur. My ex-wife, miserable martyr, met a guy on a singles cruise to Jamaica, and she's getting married. You know what that means? No more alimony.
Well, congratulations, woman. Actually, I always liked Marta. No, she was an ideal patient. She had a permanent skin rash, and money was no object.
Sure, because it was my money. My ex-wife was never anything but a heartless money grubber.
Aren't we all?
Well, she was impossible.
Oh, come on. Now, Walter, maybe Marta was an ogre. But maybe she's a nice ogre now. I mean, people do change.
Not Marta. Credit cards. A mink stole. You know, she actually lived with a Hungarian acrobat, but wouldn't marry him because her alimony would stop. And after all that, she still had the nerve to call me cheap. Cheap, she called me cheap. She called me cheap. Cheap.
It's all right, Marty. I've seen this happen to soldiers who still thought they were in the combat zone.
Me cheap.
Little now, fella. The war's over. We're going back to the States. You're going to see Nell and the twins in the old homestead.
Oh, shut up.
Did it work? That sounds like my car. That could either be Vivian or a car thief. If I don't hear a crash, it's not Vivian. Thank goodness it wasn't stolen.
I'm sorry, Maud, but every time I think of miserable Marta, I get all steamed up.
Oh, come on. Now, Walter, if she was so miserable, how come you stayed married to her for 11 years?
Well, frankly, Maud, she was the sexiest woman I ever met. The second sexiest. She was Avis to your Hertz.
You trying to tell me she tried harder? You think about that, Walter. And if you want to stay in the driver's seat, the answer better be Hertz.
Look
at you. You look marvelous, Uncle Henry.
I will say something.
Oh, my ginger snap.
Oh, you know, I almost forgot. Oh, Walter, ever since I was 6 years old, he's called me his ginger snap.
That's because he's so spicy.
Get it, Walter? Ginger snap spicy? You see, Walter, his wit has not dimmed one bit.
That's right. Still a dimwit.
Oh, Mrs. Naugatuck, come here. I'd like you to meet someone.
No thanks, Mom. I can get my own dates.
Mrs. Naugatuck, this is my Uncle Henry from Cleveland, my favoritest uncle.
Oh, very well. How do you do?
How do you do?
Oh, isn't that nice? He's brought you a present from Aunt Emma's bakery.
Mrs. Naugatuck, Uncle Henry is Aunt Emma.
I don't care to know about his private life.
No. Until I retired a year ago, I was Aunt Emma, the Cookie King of Ohio.
Oh, I completely understand. I have a transvestite nephew who's the drag queen of Chelsea.
Come on, Uncle
Henry. Come on, Ward. Sit down.
Ooh, okay.
Look at all these cookies. Uncle Henry, you are the most generous man in the world.
Why not? I'm rolling in dough. Get that over here.
How does a pistol? But, Uncle, you still haven't told me why you just dropped in out of the blue like this.
Well, it's no coincidence, Maud. I have the happiest news in the world, and there's nobody I'd rather share it with than my favorite little niece, Ginger Snap. Maud, Walter, I'm getting married.
Oh, Uncle Henry.
Congratulations! Oh, it's marvelous!
After all these years of being lonely, oh, Walter, do you realize 2 new marriages in our lives in one day?
Oh, but wait! The biggest coincidence is yet to come. I was on the singles cruise to Jamaica, and I... We just hit it off
on a singles cruise to Jamaica.
Oh, come on, Maud. Don't be silly. It just couldn't be. Talk about coincidences, but there's 1,000 women on all of us.
Here's my surprise.
I mean, this is...
Marta.
Bingo.
There's my vanilla wafer.
Walter, darling, still just as handsome as ever.
Hi, Marta.
And don't tell me I know. This has to be my new niece. How about a nice kiss for your Auntie Marta?
You're thinking about missing the laughs on Deja Vu?
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
The Cosby Show, weekdays on Deja Vu.
Moms, are you looking for a complete, wholesome school?
Well, what do you two have to say?
Wonderful.
Congratulations. I want to see you in the kitchen.
If you'll excuse us, we'll just go into the kitchen and make some coffee to go with all these cookies.
Oh, the cookies.
Cookies.
Walter.
Mort.
I know what you're thinking. But remember, the minute they get married, I'm through paying alimony.
Walter, she is a thieving, conniving, lecherous money grubber who was out to take my uncle for every cent he has.
I like her. Maud, you yourself said people do change. And tonight, after observing her, after carefully studying her, Maud, the little twinkle in her eye and the obvious affection she has for Uncle Henry, I've come to the conclusion that she is a delight.
Walter, she has been here for just 10 seconds.
Maud, I am a retail merchant. The moment the customer walks through my door, I can size him up.
I know, Walter. That's why you've been held up 3 times in the past 6 months.
Maud! What?
Oh, Walter, Walter, honey, I love you. You know I do, and I feel for you. And I don't want you to have to continue to worry about Marta's alimony. But, Walter, I love that old guy, too. And I just don't want him to end up being a bitter, exploited, plucked, clean schnook like you.
Maud, I'm not interested in saving the alimony. Maud, this is a question of human feelings. Compassion. Sweetheart, we, who have so much together, have a chance now to forgive and to forget. We have a chance to give that sweet girl her dream. We cannot play God. We have no right to meddle in the lives of those 2 swell kids out there.
That one thing.
What?
You're cheap.
Don't you dare call me cheap. I can't stand that word. That's all I used to hear.
Cheap, 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 cheap. Walter, are you planning on flying south for the winter?
That's not funny, Maud. That is not funny.
I see you still have a tendency to blow your top, Walter. I also see there's not much top left to blow.
You see more? You see how witty she's become? Wow, what a great sense of humor.
Walter, why don't you go out and keep Uncle Henry company? Ginger Snap would like to talk to Vanilla Wafer.
Ginger Snap, Vanilla Wafer, that's funny. I'm going, you don't have to push me.
Who's coming?
So you're Maud. Maud, Maud, Maud.
And you're Marta.
Marta, Marta, Marta.
Listen, Maud, I can see you're in a little bit of a shock. And I'm sorry I couldn't tell Walter who the lucky man was, but your Uncle Henry wanted to tell him the surprise himself. And you know, it is kind of funny. I mean, Walter's first wife marrying his second wife's uncle. Well, thereby making the second wife his first wife's niece.
It's a riot, Marty.
Yes, isn't it? You know, Maud, if you saw this in a soap opera...
I give up soap.
Oh, that's a riot, Maud. Well, come on, Maud, let's face it. Let's be honest, even if it kills us.
You go first.
All right.
Oh, never mind, I'll go first. Look, Marta, all I want is the answer to one little question. Marta, I love my uncle. All I'm interested in is his happiness. Marta, are you marrying him for love?
Of course.
Marta, do you mean that?
For love.
Marta, I've been such a fool. That's all I wanted to hear. You're marrying for love. Oh, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family.
Love of comfort, love of luxury.
It was so difficult to keep a family together these days.
Maud, does my honesty shock you?
No, not at all. I'm jealous. I couldn't have put it less tactfully myself.
Look, Maud, there is one difference between us. I mean, you have your man. So why begrudge me one? And Maud, stop worrying about your Uncle Henry. He is going to love being married to me. Maud, I am a barrel of fun.
I'll buy half of that.
Well, I see your girls are getting along just fine.
Just fine, Walter.
Isn't she charming, Maud?
Walter, I'm so sorry I said all those terrible things about her. She is not a conniving, lecherous money grubber. She's a barracuda. And the worst kind, a laughing barracuda.
Okay, Walter, what if she is? But if you go out and tell that to Uncle Henry, he's going to hate you for it.
Walter, I've survived hate before. 3 ex-husbands and a mother who wanted a boy.
Well, I wish your mother had gotten her wish. Well, no, you can't do this. You can't do this.
Can't I?
No, you can't, Maud. Don't you dare open your mouth. You said yourself, I deserve that money. Money doesn't grow on trees, you know.
As they say in my business, only paste grows on trees. Pastries. Get it, Walter?
Oh, that's funny. I like that, Henry. Get it, Walter?
You don't know how I'm getting it. Where? Please, Maud, I beg of
now,
you.
Now, look, Walter, I love my uncle. Any happiness I had as a child, I owe to him, and I have to tell him.
All right, Maud, then go ahead. But if you do, then I no longer can afford these kimonos. You can kiss your Tokyo Holiday Inn goodbye. We'll have to sell this house just so we can afford to stay at home.
Oh, I see he's cheap with you, too.
Look, don't you start up. Cheap? I worked my butt off buying you furs and flashy cars.
Furs? Flashy cars? You bought me a used Volkswagen with a foxtail on the antenna.
Marta, don't you dare pick on my husband. I'm the only one in this room who has the right to call him cheap. And Walter, that's what you are, you're cheap.
All right.
You win, Maud.
Tell him!
Uncle Henry, even though you're going to hate me for saying this to you,
I have to say it because of all the happiness that you brought me when I was a kid and for all these years that I've been lucky enough to be your ginger snap. Uncle Henry, Marta's marrying you for your money.
I know that. You may be a ginger snap, but I'm not a fruitcake.
But, Uncle, I...
Let's face it, Maud. We have an understanding. Why else would a gorgeous girl like Marta want to marry an old futz like me?
Henry, dear, don't talk like that.
But it's the truth, sweetie. We do have an understanding. Look at it this way, Ginger Snap. She's marrying me for everything she can get her hands on. That's exactly why I'm marrying her. She's given me the first happiness I've had since my late wife, Harriet, may her soul rest in peace, choked to death on one of my macaroons. Ginger Snap, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but that's the way the banana splits.
Or, as we say in the bakery trade, that's the way the cookie crumbles. Get it, Maud?
It's a riot, Maud.
Come on, Vanilla Wafer. If you're going to start spending my money, we can't do it sitting around here.
Whatever you say, Teddy Bear. Goodbye, Walter.
Bye, kids.
Goodbye, Maud.
Bye.
I'll be a son of a gun. Maud, what can you say?
I only hope she likes macaroons.
Fuck it!
Let the good times roll.
Dynamite!
Good times, weekends on Deja Vu.
Oscar loves going to the... There are always new dogs to meet.
And 3% for laundry. And 1%. Your cost of living increase comes to exactly $6.34 a week. Negotiations closed.
Not quite, Mum. There's just one more point. Am I entitled to maternity leave?
Maternity leave?
Well, it's customary.
At your age, impossible.
Anything's possible if you press the right button, Mum.